Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are doing our thing again. We're pretty much every Monday and Tuesday, we are releasing our Players of the Week, both baseball and softball, and also a little love for our Teams of the Week and our second WPIL Baseball Team of the Week from this past week, the Eden Christian Academy Warriors. Their first-year head coach, Mark Feldman, kind enough to join us. Mark, congratulations. Very impressive week, which we will talk about, but great start as well for your Warriors.
Thanks, Don. We appreciate you having us. And you're right. It was a good week. It was a very good week. Our athletes were spectacular. They had a good couple of days of practice leading up to it, and they were just they're buying into everything that we are teaching, but more importantly, they're believing in each other, they're trusting the process, and they're having a good time. It's great to watch.
It really is amazing, and I wish that this, not for my sake, but some of these podcasts could be shared with the masses as far as young athletes are concerned, because you know, we're talking to a lot of coaches, and I don't care if we're talking about football, basketball, softball, baseball, because it's all really the same. Mm-hmm. Where the one, or not just one thing, but the things that they have in common are their team is filled with young athletes who are working hard, who, you know, are buying into the message of team and young athletes who are accepting their roles, because, you know, hey, it'd be nice to have, nine all-stars who can all play shortstop and who can throw, you know, 85 miles an hour, but that's just not possible. So everybody has to have their role. And nowadays, that's not an easy sell for coaches.
That is well said. We talk about that all the time. We have 17 kids on the team. Everyone 1 through 17 has a role. Whether you are charting pitches, whether you are doing game change, or whether you're warming up the left field, or you're starting shortstop, starting pitcher, every single person 1 through 17 has a role. I can make an argument. We have a senior captain, Carter Cropper, who's played, a handful of innings. He might be the one person we cannot ever lose on our team, from the support, from his leadership, from everything that he does. And it's not even in between the lines. It's what he gives us daily in practice. It's what he gives us in supporting the starters. He's always in my ear telling me what he sees. It's so true that, you know, be great at whatever role you have, whether you're in between the lines, whether you're supporting who's on the field, you said it perfectly. You're absolutely correct.
So first of all, 17 players, you're a Class A school, a small Class A school. That's impressive enough. And the success that this program has had in recent years is part of the reason of that. But my good friend, Upper St. Clair champion head coach Danny Holzer, he's also their athletic director. He says every team needs program players. And what I mean by that is somebody who, you know, starts, you know, as doing a lot of the medial tasks, so to speak, and slowly works their way up to maybe in the senior position, they're a starter or, you know, more of a role player. They're not the superstar. They're not the kid that's getting a lot of playing time as a ninth grader, as a sophomore. These are program players. And in this day and age, especially when you look at what we have above in the college level, where, hey, if I don't like what's going on, I'm into the portal and headed elsewhere. I think I have tremendous respect for those kind of players that just bide their time, patiently wait, help wherever they can, and then, maybe get a crack as a senior.
When I was fortunate enough that when the administration hired me, they also bought into, we have to start a program, and that starts at the young ages, especially right. in a single A small school. Our administration has been so supportive in doing things like elementary nights. Our seniors and some of our underclassmen went down to the two elementary schools that we have and did devotionals for the fifth and sixth graders to introduce them to baseball, to introduce them to the seniors. And building a program at a smaller school is huge. And our administration has been spectacular in allowing us to do that, because like you said, you need players. Especially at a small school. And sure. we've been fortunate enough to get that. And our players have been great. The buy-in has been spectacular. Our staff is so good. But we've also really tried hard, Don. This year, one of our talking points has been to do this as a family, including parents, including teachers, to get the whole school involved in what we do. And it's been a true blessing to see that happen. And so I don't mean just buy in between the lines, but I also mean buy in what we're doing outside of the lines in the classroom, having dinners with family, not just with, you know, not just our players, but with parents. It's been great. I'm fortunate. I'm along for the ride. I'm so blessed to be a part of it. It's so fun getting out of the way and just watching these kids play. It's great.
Mentioned it's your first year, but as you were telling me before we got started here that you've been part of this program, so the transition was probably a smooth one. You've been working with these kids going back to when you were the head coach of the middle school team and recently under both Coach Good and Coach Daugherty that you were an assistant coach, so probably a seamless transition.
It was, and I've been so fortunate to have great people around me. Coach Good, who I know you know, is right. just one of the salt of the earth, one of the best men that I've ever come across. I have an uncle that was the coach of University of Buffalo basketball team that him and I are real close. So I've had him. Aaron Smith, who's our head basketball coach. Being around people like that, Chase Rowe and Sean Lubin of LaRoche and now of the Spikes. Josh Sharpless, who's a Pirate. Matt Clement. Who's helped me, and two great guys, Andy Heck and Josh Forbes, both varsity coaches, North Allegheny and Butler. They've let me beat their ear. I know I am I'm an old young coach. They've been so kind to everybody just to let me beat their ears and say, hey, what do I expect? Because there's so much outside the lines that right. I was unfamiliar with. And I got my two assistant coaches, Andrew Parrott and Tim Lipp, are unbelievable. They're all in. So to have that and then to have the support of the staff, the administration, and the parents, it's a true blessing.
One more topic, then we'll actually start talking about this year's team and what you guys were able to accomplish, especially this past week, is you guys – cut the ribbon, so to speak, on the new turf field. I did, and this was years ago, one baseball game. It was one of those late season games, down to the wire, chance to get into the playoffs. I couldn't even tell you who Eden was playing, but it was up at the field at the school, and I just remember we were. I don't know if there's the parking lot, like down the left field line.
Yep.
We were broadcasting from there right around third base area. So wasn't an ideal vantage point, but it was,
no.
You know, no. Again, as Steve did, he always rolled out the red carpet for us. And, but I remember vaguely that field and now what it has transitioned to, you know, that can do nothing but lift this program even higher.
It's great. I mean, think about the weather that we've had. Right. If I'm correct, this is the second or third wettest April, and we're not even halfway through. We wouldn't have played, I don't know, half our games if right. we didn't have that turf infield. You know, the outfield's the outfield. It's, you know, any grass outfield's going to be wet. But it's been awesome. I mean, it's allowed us to practice when we shouldn't be practicing.
So, and that's the key, right? I mean, you know, everyone talks about getting the games in, but for you fortunate few that have your fields, that's huge.
The practices, yeah, the games, I mean, don't get me wrong, we love playing the games, but to get those reps in,
right,
is the best part of it. And, you know, the job the Eden did and the parents did coming up with those funds to build that field. And then I don't know if you know this, as soon as our season's over, they're turfing the rest of it. So it'll be a complete, so it'll be for soccer. It'll
sports
be,
complex, yeah.
It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and that's, again, those are little things that the school is supporting that is going to go a long way for so many athletes, not just the baseball team.
Absolutely.
So you guys get the showdown this past week with the defending champs. You guys had a nip and tuck chase with them a year ago. And you guys actually came on top as far as the section race is concerned. Yeah. You beat the Crusaders by a game. You had split with them in the regular season a year ago. So early days, but still a big series. And you guys not only won both games, but wow, outscoring the defending champs who have a lot of players back, 20-2. You know, let's talk about the first game. I think it was Tuesday, the 9-1 victory, and what stood out about that impressive performance.
Well, we were no hit through four, had one base runner, one walk. So what stood about out that
was against Maddox, right?
Yeah, who is so talented.
Yeah,
and they have a bunch of talented kids. Their younger brother, their third baseman, who I can't pronounce his name, who's the quarterback on the team too, is such a great athlete. And they're so well coached, great team. But we're no hit through four. Our kids staying with it, staying with our approaches, believing in each other, believing in our process, never taking a pitch off. We've preached that all year, is never take a pitch off. Whether you're in the field, whether you're at the plate, whether you're pitching, baseball is so mental. If you can stay in it one pitch at a time and try to win every pitch, then don't worry about the outcome. The outcome will take care of itself. We also have a firm belief to get out of the way and let the kids be kids. Let them play. They work real hard in practice. We make practices very competitive. And then when it's game time as coaches, we tend to just get out of the way, let them do their thing. And they were unbelievable in that first game to stay with it against that type of pitcher and how talented he is. And so honestly, the success that he was having with us, like I said, through four. And then we had a great at bat from our sophomore catcher, Josh Tilden. And he had an 8-10 pitch at bat, ended up having a flare single. And then here we go. We were rolling. The
snowball takes off.
And you know what they say, it's contagious. And it was. It was.
Seven runs in that fifth inning.
Yeah.
As you guys took control, added two more in the sixth to win 9-1. Cole Olszewski, is that who you're talking about?
First of all, I had a chance to talk to him. What a spectacular young man. And wow, talented, super athlete. You can just see it. Great athlete. But as are four or five others on that team. They're a great team.
I mean, they came in preseason. A lot of times, first of all, preseason rankings are what they are. But a lot of times since I'm kind of responsible for some of them, you know, you look back at, you know, you always look at the defending champ first. What do they have coming back? And they were a no-brainer number one team.
Everyone back, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were young last year.
Yeah.
When they went on that run. So you get the big 7-run fifth and you win. Coming back the next day, it would have been easy, not necessarily for you, but for the kids to have the mindset of, okay, we just laid the wood to them. They're going to have a little fire in their eye. But you guys came out 2 in the first, 4 in the second, 3 in the third, and really just, you know, that's breaking your opponent's spirit.
Yeah, that's a testament to their kids, our kids, and how hard they work. I mean, Noah Emswire, leadoff home run in the top one, left the game with a home run. That's us believing in each other, believing in what we're doing. That's us, again, so we talk about not taking a pitch off, not taking a day off. Don't be complacent. As soon as you allow complacency to enter into what you're doing, it's that's when you take the step down. That's a testament to our captains, to our assistant coaches who, like I said, Coach Lip and Coach Parrott, who keep them involved in every pitch, before games, after games. And our starting pitching and our defense has been spectacular. I tell the kids, we had three or four plays that were difference makers in that game, hitting balls to the right side of the infield to move a runner to third base with less than two outs. Five or six, seven pitch at bats that are just great at bats. And I go to the last play of the game where we could have relaxed. We're up 10. We could have relaxed. One of their kids hits a shot in the right center field gap. Our right fielder doesn't take a playoff, hustles after the ball. We hit a double cut and throw the kid out at third base to end the game.
Wow.
And we're up 10. When we could have, we'll just get it in, make sure. And they didn't. And that's just kids going out and playing and going out and doing what they love to do. And that's them, you know. That's, as coaches, sometimes I think we try to manipulate some things and do crazy things. And our staff is a big believer. We work hard at practice and we compete hard at practice. And then when it's game time, we get out of the way and let them play and let them be kids.
Well, part of it too is the fact that, you know, you talk about practice and heart. It's also preparing them mentally for certain situations so that, you know, you don't have to overcoach. You don't have to constantly be yelling stuff in there, but that they're, you know, they got the IQ high enough that, you know, they're going to be able to react and react the right way in certain situations when it doesn't matter what you're yelling from the dugout. They only have that split second to react. And if they're mentally prepared, they're going to react the right way.
Yeah, that's great. You're absolutely right. And that's also them, our student athletes, buying into practice. And, you know, not only, you know, I've said it five times, don't take a pitch off in a game, but don't take a rep off in a practice. Every rep means something.
Yep.
Every rep means you opportunity to get better. Every rep means that you are blessing your teammates by showing them you want to be better for them. It's a buy-in, and our student athletes have. It's our program, though. I can't say it's just that. It's from administration to student athletes to our coaches to our parents. It's a program buy-in. It's not just, you know, the four stars that we have on the field or the two stars. It's 1 through 17. They've been great. I mean, when I tell you now, listen, winning's great, right? I mean, so it's been a good week, but when you practice hard and you do the things that you're asked, then don't worry about the outcome. The outcome will take care of itself. You have to be able, especially in baseball, if you can't play loose and play for fun, I mean, baseball's hard enough.
It is.
It is so hard. It is so hard. You know, don't worry about the outcome. The preparation, like you said, the practice, you control that. Let the outcome take care of itself.
You mentioned briefly the starting pitching that you guys have been able to get, holding the Vaunt Crusader lineup to only two runs. Enzo Natale, Caleb Emswiler, your two starters last week, obviously outstanding in their performances against a very good team.
Yeah, and relied on their defense in big spots. In the second game, we loaded the bases in the bottom of the first, nobody out. Turned a double play, gave up a run though. We got two outs, so a runner on third base. So, you know, we've given up one, but we took it. And then, you know, a ball a barrel to left field, or Enzo Natale, who's playing left field now for us, you know, Superman lays out, makes a diving catch. We get out of the inning, bases loaded, one out only, or no outs, only gave up one, you know, so we won the inning.
Yeah.
So our pitchers yet have been outstanding, but they've also relied on our defense, which has been great. I mean, great. And also we have a sophomore catcher that this is his first year starting that is running our pitching staff. Josh Tilden. Josh Tilden's been spectacular.
Mm.
He's just, but we knew he was good coming in. But to step up now into a leadership role that he's been able to do is great. And the beauty of that is our senior pitchers, we have experience in Enzo and Caleb. They've come alongside him and helped him. It's been great. It's been great to watch. I mean, we start four sophomores. Yes, we start four seniors, but we also start four sophomores and a junior. So it's been great.
And the senior leadership is showing them what it takes to be a winner, having gone through that cycle, you know, in their early days, they were winning and they probably had great leadership showing them the way. And when you get that, just like the pitching and the defense go together, you know, when you get that kind of leadership from your seniors and juniors showing the way for the ninth and 10th graders, again, that's the chemistry that everybody's looking for and is very crystal clear when it comes to a winning program.
Yes. I mean, leadership is, you know, we've talked too often about what is a leader, and a leader is someone that will take you into a place that you wouldn't normally go on your own. Like, that's how we define a leader. And yes, we have great senior leadership, but we also have younger juniors and sophomores that also can lead. And whether they're leading quietly, whether they're leading by example, or whether they're, you know, stepping up vocally and leading that way too, there's all different types of leaders, but you also need good followers. You need people willing, like, again, this has kind of been our theme, you need people willing to be great at their role and not be in leadership, but to come alongside the leaders and be part of what we're doing. And that's okay. Not everybody's going to be at the front of the line. It's okay to be a follower and be really good at what you're doing.
And it's easy to show support when all 17 are together.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes the real leadership comes in a conversation in the cafeteria when no one else is around, and somebody might be like doubting something, but the other one, you know, sort of reels them back into what the overall message is for the team.
So correct. Yep. Exactly.
Another challenge coming up, Swickley Academy. You've built yourself a nice little cushion, a two-game cushion, but one bad week and that could disappear. You got, five teams now within two games of you. One of them is the Panthers coming up this week. What about them?
Yeah, complacency. Don't let it creep in. You cannot be complacent. You cannot let it creep in. It starts with our practice and our preparation. You know, I am a little bit nervous about doing this because we talked about after the second game, hey, enjoy it till 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. the next day, then we're done. You know, it was great. And it's great. Don't lose what you accomplished. That's great. And build on it. But don't dwell on it, because now we're on to the next. We've moved on and just like any other team, you have to move on from your losses and from your wins, and you can't let complacency set in either when it's a loss or when it's a win. We have to be ready to move on, and that's where our players have been spectacular. Our leadership has been great. Our coaching staff, our two assistants, don't let that happen. Yeah, I can come and I can preach and I can say all that kind of stuff. But when you have people, like I said, Coach Barrett and Coach Lip, that are leading right alongside you, beside you, and don't let that creep in, because I'm not going to see everything. They don't let that complacency sleep. We practice hard. We practice really hard so that games are fun. We add competition into our practices so the games are fun. Hopefully they become a little bit easier. You said it's about preparation, and the kids, they buy in. They're great kids on and off the field. They are spectacular kids and spectacular families. As a coaching staff, we're so fortunate. We really are.
Great kids, great players, great leadership, great coaching. Right now, it's all going well for the Eden Christian Academy Warriors. 7-1, 6-0, and a nice little cushion in Section 3, Class A. Mark, continued success for you and the Warriors, and I hope I get a chance to see you guys at some point this spring.
Thanks, Don. We appreciate everything you do. Thanks for having us, and thanks for your coverage of high school sports. It's great. It means a lot. We appreciate you having us.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks, Don. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Mark Feldman doing a wonderful job as the first-year head coach of the Eden Christian Academy Warriors. 20-2, they outscore Bishop Canavan, knocking the Crusaders from the top of the rankings. Now the Warriors, probably with those two wins, got a nice little target on their front and their backs in Class A as one of the teams to watch come playoff time. But I keep bumping this. I apologize. It's like we're not having an earthquake here at World Headquarters. A lot of baseball still to play. As Coach mentioned, we're midway through April, still into May before the regular season ends, and we can start really talking about the playoffs. So let's get you up to date as far as Class A, 2A, and 3A, the standings are concerned. We did the 4A, 5A, and 6A in our player of the week podcast. Look for that. That was Tommy Shafley of North Catholic. Outstanding senior pitcher was our player of the week. All right. Well, let's start in Section 3, right? Class A. Eden Christian leads. They've built a two-game cushion over 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are two back, including the team they play this week, Sewickley Academy, Bishop Canavan. Both those teams are 2-2. Clareton and Cornell are 0-2. They were supposed to play each other last week. Didn't happen. And Carlinton is 4-2. In Section 2, right now, deadlocked Union and Western Beaver. I believe they were supposed to play last week as well. They're both 2-0. Springdale has yet to lose, but they've only played one section game. They're 1-0. So these teams with one or two games at this point got some makeup games to get played and soon. Now, I mean, everybody's playing their scheduled section series Monday, Tuesday. So instead of two section games, you might have four section games. And even though the forecast is good, especially for the early part of next week, I think there's rain coming midweek, something like that. So good luck. In Section 1 Class A, three teams have yet to lose. Avella is 4-0. Carmichael's and Fort Cherry are both 2-0. Let's go up to 2A. We'll start in Section 1. One team's yet to lose. That's Chartiers Houston. They're 2-0. Washington is at 3-1. Section 2, both Seton LaSalle and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart are off to great starts. They're 4-0. Rebels, of course, the defending champions. Freedom is one back in the loss column at 2-1. And Sarah Catholic, ranked number one, they lead Section 3. There are two teams that also are undefeated in section play in Section 3. Beside the Eagles, who are 4-0, both Jeanette and Greensburg Central Catholic are 2-0. Finally, Class 3 in Section 1, 4-0 starts for Mohawk and Riverside. They're gearing up and headed toward a showdown later on. Combined, those two teams are 11-1. And got to give a shout-out to the legendary Dan Oleastro, the head coach of Riverside. Victory number 700 in his career. Mind-boggling career. It's not just not longevity. I mean, he's been coaching since the 70s, but the fact that they have been so good over the various decades that he's coached. He's put up numbers that no one will probably ever touch. They're 5-0, and again, his 700th victory came early last week. Section 2 of Class 3A, Two teams that have yet to lose. Keystone Oaks is 4-0. South Allegheny is 2-0. Section 3, the only team that has two teams that have yet to lose are both 2-0. That's East Allegheny and Derry. They've only played two section games. Shadyside Academy, with their new turf facility, they are 4-2, so they have six games. And that's going to be an advantage when it comes to squeezing in a lot of games in a short period of time. Really test your pitching. Section 4, Waynesburg Central Catholic is on top at 4-0. One game back in the loss column, both Mount Pleasant and McGuffey. A lot of big games coming up this week. Again, baseball, most of them are coming up on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have some of the action here at Trib, hssn.triblive.com. Thanks to Mark Feldman. Enjoyed the conversation. Head coach at Eden Christian Academy, our team of the week. And thanks to Chris Lachter, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.